So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machloikis regarding the Tanai Kesuba of Habonis Yizoinu. The daughters they have together are entitled to Mezoinus. Rav Menuna holds, Ein Habonis Nizoinus Ilim Min HaKarka. The daughters only collect Mezoinus from the father's karka, but not from Metatlin, because Tanai Kesuba cannot be collected from Metatlin. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef holds, Banis Nizoinus Min HaMetatlin. The daughters collect Mezoinus from Metatlin as well. The Gemara here cites a brisa in which this issue is actually a machlikas tanoim. Tan rabbanon echad nuchasim sheish lemachrayis ev echad nuchasim shein lemachrayis meitzian lemazin ishru lebanis debi Rebbe. Rebbe rules that both the widow and the daughters collect their mezainis from both karka and metatlin. Pshimim nalazo oimer nuchasim sheish lemachrayis meitzian lebanis min habanim. Shem Elazar holds that the daughters collect their mezainis only from karka. Shem Elazar continues, Ulabanis min habanis, ulabanim min habanim. In the case where the daughters inherit because there were no sons, and some took more than their share, or among sons, some took more than their share, we extract the karka from them and give it to the others. We'll soon see that this applies to Metalin as well. Ulabanim min habanis benochasim merubin, or in the case where there are both sons and daughters, and the daughters took some karka to which they are not entitled, because the property is sufficient to provide for mezainis, their support, and for parnasa, their dowry, we extract the karka from them and give it to the sons. Avaloi lebanim min habanis benochasim u'atan. However, when the properties are not sufficient for both mezainis and parnasa, in which case the daughters take the property for mezainis, while the sons do not collect yerusha, this also only applies to karka, because Tanai Kesuba can only be collected from Karka. However, Nochasim She'en Le Nachrayis, Meitzin Lebanim Min Habanim, Ulebanis Min Habanis, Ulebanim Min Habanis. If the deceased father only left Metatlin, we do extract the Metatlin from sons among sons, or daughters among daughters, or from daughters among sons, because this is simply a matter of Yerusha, which must be divided properly, whether it's Karka or Metatlin. Avalai Lebanis Min Habanim. However, we do not take metatlin from the sons for the daughters from mezainis or parnasa, because Tanai Kesuba cannot be collected from metatlin. We continue with the next Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah, loy kasav la kesuba besula gave him a sign va'amana mana mepneishu Tanai bezin. Even if a husband did not provide his wife with a written kesuba, she is still entitled to 200 zuz if she is a besula, a virgin, and 100 zuz if she is namana, not a virgin. Because this is an obligation imposed by Bezin upon every husband. Kasav la sada shava mana tachas masayim zuz, v'loy kasav la kol nachasim de isla achrein l'ksub basayich, chayev shu tenai Bezin. If the husband designated a field valued at 100 zuz for a ksuba of 200 zuz, and he did not specify that his other assets are also pledged for collecting the ksuba, his assets are nevertheless bound for the ksuba, because Bezdin initiated that the husband's assets are all bound for the ksuba. Similarly, loy kasav la im tishtaboya frikinach, vaisvinach lili intu, ubekehenes ahadrinach limedinaseich, chayev, shutnai Bezdin. If a husband, a Yisrael, did not specify in the ksuba that if she is captured he will redeem her and she will remain his wife, or if a husband, a kohen, did not specify that he will redeem her and help her return to her country, he is still obligated to redeem her, because Bezdin initiated that every husband must redeem his wife from captivity. As the Mishnah continues, Nish b'schayv lef doisa, v'im amma hare gita uksabasa v'tif des atzma ein rishoy. He may not divorce her and say, let her redeem herself from the proceeds of the ksuba. Rather, he must redeem her and stay with her if he is a Yisrael. The Mishnah concludes, Loksa chayvler for Isa. Amma haregita uksabasa terapis atzma rishoy. If the wife gets sick, the husband must pay for her medical care and healing. However, he may divorce her, pay her ksuba, and she shall assume responsibility for her medical care. Regarding the case of Shvuya mentioned in the Mishnah, the Gemara elaborates, Eishes Yisrael shenensa, muteris labala. A Yisrael's wife that was violated remains muteris labala, permitted to her husband. Because the pasuk regarding a site states, Vihila netfasa, she was not coerced for znus. She becomes a sur labala, prohibited to her husband, only if it was baratzin. Ha netfasa, muteris. If it was ba'inus, she's mutaris labala. However, eshes kain shenensa asur labala. The wife of a kain becomes asur labala, even if it was ba'inus, because the word vihi is an exclusion. Hanetfasa mutaris applies only to eshes Yisrael. However, ve'yesh lucha acheres, sha'ava bishenetfasa asura ve'ezo yizu eshes kain. There is another woman who, although it was ba'inus, she is still prohibited, which is an eshes kain. However, Avud Shmuel says, Eishis Yisrael shenensa asur labala. Even an Eishis Yisrael becomes asur labala, even if it was ba'inus, because chayshina shemet chalasa ba'inus was safe ibratza. There's a possibility that she initially refused, but subsequently consented. The Gemara explains that, although einus shari rachmana, the Torah clearly says that if it was ba'inus, she's mutaris labala, the pasuk refers only to a case, de ka'amri edim shetzvacha mitchela ba'atzaif. Witnesses testify that she screamed from beginning till end, which is certainly tchilas of a sefer ba'inus, completely ba'inus. Rabbi disagrees and says that even in the case of tchilas ba'inus or sefer brotzin, she's mutaris labala because yetzer alvisha. Therefore, it is considered tchilas of a sefer ba'inus. The Gemara cites a braisa in accordance with Rava and derives this from the word vihi. Vihi lo nitfasa asura ha nitfasa mutaris v'yesh locha acheres. There's another woman who, even though she was beratzin, she is still permitted, which is one who was tchelas ba'inis v'seifa beratzin.